with you live in studio today, and moving right along here this morning to our next guest on Sports Friday, and that's the new head boys basketball coach of Star Valley High School, Coach Mitch Schwab. Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Mitch. I got to be honest, it's got to sound a little surreal at this point, doesn't it?
You know, I don't know. a little bit. It just depends on the day. You know, I'm one of those weird guys. When I go onto a basketball court, I feel ultimate calm. So it's just kind of strange.
Well, I was talking to Duke earlier in the show. This is like a full circle moment for me as an old timer sports coverage guy. I remember, I think you were a sophomore, and it was a JV game, and you had at least two breakaway dunks, and maybe it was more than that. My brain's getting a little old, but I remember. And I think it was against Kemmer, actually. And I remember the Kemmer bench going, why is this guy in this game? and now, you know, a few years later, now you're going to be the head coach of that same team. So kind of a cool circle moment.
It is, you know. But what's funny is, even though I was like the only one doing it back then, we've got multiple guys doing that now. And it's kind of blowing my mind. So it's exciting.
Well, of course, as Dal alluded to there, Coach is an alumni graduate of Star Valley High School. Mitch, let's talk about where you were between graduation and between coming back to Star Valley High as an assistant coach this past season under Cabonics last year on his staff. Last year wasn't your first year on the bench, if I'm understanding correctly. Tell us about where you've been before now.
Well, yeah, so immediately after high school, I went on a mission. Then I went and played college ball for a while. I was in California under Coach Mark Arce at West Hills College, and he got me recruited to Montana State, where I was on the bench, and that's where injuries decided to start plaguing me. And so the whole time at Montana State, most of it was me going through rehab and then assisting the coaches there with the team and traveling around doing camps and everything. And but after several years of college ball, you know, it turns into a job. And so I decided I needed to make a little bit of a change. So I ended up going to law school, getting my law degree and my MBA. We've been back east being a lawyer for the past few years and experienced COVID on the East Coast. And we decided, it's pretty good back where we had it in Wyoming. So I actually had no intention of coming back into coaching. And then I got a little pressure from some family and friends to apply for the assistant coach job, and I have not regretted it one bit.
Well, you talked about some of the players, obviously, that you got to work with this year. Had a handful of seniors, but a lot of players coming back, and you mentioned you're excited about it. Let's talk about some of those players and maybe some of the differences we might expect between Coach Cabonic and yourself when it comes to being a head coach.
Well, going to the players, I mean, what's so exciting about this group? I mean, from freshmen all the way up, even the incoming eighth graders, incoming seventh graders, we've got kids that are so talented now. When we were at state, when I was looking and as we were competing against some of those East teams, I couldn't help but feel when I'd watch our guys that we have one of the most talented groups of kids in the state. Where we need to catch up is in the skill development and fundamental development and like little things, footwork, being able to get the shot off quicker so you're used to that faster speed when playing the East Coast or the East teams. And but as far as differences with me and Coach Cabonic, I want to absolutely just say, him getting us to where we are right now is huge. I don't know if Star Valley's ever been to this many regional championships in 4A several years straight. As far as, differences, I think there's probably personality differences. He's probably the most chill guy you'll ever meet. He's just so down to earth, so chill. And I was raised with, with basketball being very, very different. I was being trained by Doug Broadhead and my coaches, my junior year, I was in Idaho Falls, actually, and that coach, his name was Tim Hooten. He was intense. Brad Hughes at Montana State, he was intense, where it was, I remember one time walking into we were in gym going through a three-man weave. Someone decided to jog instead of sprint, and practice was canceled, and we were sent to the track for the rest of the day. I'm not that intense, but you know, I feel like for us to get to where we're not just competing with the East teams, but we are absolutely beating those East teams, we need to bring that kind of intensity, playing at a high, high level every day in practice, expecting excellence in practice, and that's how we'll get excellence in the games.
You know, Coach Waba, you mentioned kind of the style of basketball that was around in the early 2000s and, you know, just before 2010. You mentioned Coach Broadhead and, you know, that's kind of the Coach Homer Bennett era. And it was a lot of half-court style offenses at that time. And Coach Kubanek maybe did did things a little different and a little more full-court offense and up-tempo speeds. Offensively, what do you think your style is going to be? Are you going to try and switch things up from what it has been under Kubanek and go more a little half court? Or are you going to try and run with the East teams, like you've said, and try and play more up-tempo?
Well, I think we have to play with the personnel we're given. I think Coach Kubanek did a really good job with that, especially over the past few years. You know, we haven't had a problem where we've got three guys on the court at the same time that are pushing 6'5". You know, it's pretty wild. But I think that as far as offense goes, I think we need to utilize that height quite a bit. We're a problem. We're a mismatch problem. And as far as up-tempo, I am all about fast tempo, but I'm all about being sound in a good half-court offense as well. I don't think we need to be locked into anything but ready for anything. It's really on the defensive side. That's where my mindset is. I shift a bit. Because I firmly believe that defense is all about heart. I think any player that has made the team needs to understand that they have the ability to shut down any offensive player. You know, and I think that comes with there's a lot of confidence that takes. And, you know, our guys have a ways to go with that, I think, where they feel like they can absolutely shut somebody down in a man-to-man defense. And I like high pressure defense. I like high pressure man to man defense. But you know, there's a time and there's a place for zones, on switches. And I'm not going to absolutely overhaul every little detail, but, as far as the little details when it comes to fundamentals and confidence of the players, I think there's going to be a big focus there.
Mitch, one of the things that I've been thinking about through this process is, you know, whenever there's a coaching change, there's the whole logistics of an off season and what has to take place, you know, getting kids, you know, working with them with all the other activities and doing camps and seeing that they improve. What are some things that you've learned in your time from these various coaches and Coach Kubanek that you feel like are going to help you with that this upcoming summer?
Well, I feel like the off season is the most important time for player development. You know, I say all the time that, you know, I can teach a kid how to run an offense in 15 minutes, you know, just like here's a general offense, but I can't teach him how to be a better ball handler. I can't teach him how to be a better shooter during the season. That, you know, those things come with hard work in the off season. That comes with getting up every day on your own sometimes. And a lot of it's going to come back on me too. Am I willing to get up early too with them? You know, and go through clinics. You know, there's a lot of strong rules with the WHSAA where it's we need to you know, make sure we're in, you know, no more than two and a half. I think the rule's 2.5 players that I've asked it with the coach, but we have to be very intentional in the off season if we want to improve. But I like what Coach Kubanek has scheduled. He already had. He had everything planned out for this summer for me, you know, with team camps and things like that. And I think it's going to really come down to the small details of each player getting their personal development up and their high intensity up and proper defense, staying low, being in the triple threat. You know, little habits, they go a long way. A player with good habits can run any offense and any defense, but a player with bad habits, it's really hard to get them to fit.
Coach Mitch Waab recently announced just less than 48 hours ago as the new head coach of Star Valley Boys Basketball. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you again. I guess a final question is, as the new head coach, there's always questions about your staff. Have you had a chance already to talk with the other assistant coaches? Do you expect any changes in your staff with this year's upcoming season?
That's a really good question. You know, I've been getting some feelers out there, but as of now, you know, it's been kind of quiet. I think a lot of people were waiting to see what was going to happen this week with applications for the assistant coach job. The thing about Star Valley is we have a history of there's just a wealth of knowledge of the game of basketball throughout Star Valley. And so I'm going to use this platform right now, Dal, to tell those guys with the wealth of knowledge, they know who they are, to apply. Because we need to make sure that these kids, we want them to be well-rounded. And I'm not perfect. There's things about the game. I focus too much on little details. I really do. And so for there to be other coaches who want to apply that know that they can make up those strengths and being able to help with the posts and being able to see the overall picture when I get too narrowly minded. Cause you know, as a lawyer, I look at too many details all the time. That's one of my weaknesses. So when I get bogged down in that, that's what I need help with. And, as far as the current assistants, I'm not sure where their heads are at. Talk to them a little bit, here and there, but, everybody's staying a little quiet right now, so it's pretty early, especially where, as you said, it's only been 48 hours. So.
Right. Well, Coach, again, appreciate your time. Congrats, and look forward to working with you more in the future, and appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Duke. Thanks, Dal. Appreciate it.